This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Girlfriend's leaving for a week. Should I trust her at all? She's probably dumb if she trusts me. Cause I got chicks up on my balls. Even if you phone while I'm getting blown, I will still answer your calls. 02D, it's not so bad, it's not so bad.
DJ, I got some sticky situations. I accidentally sucked my dick in a quick session masturbation. I'm afraid to see my doctor, but I don't know what else to try. Some of me advice would help, cause I know that we both do it dry. Told a bitch to sit on my face, how I asked her to fuck her. Said if you just sit on my face, I could eat my way to your heart. I went out to a party and ended up with glitter on my balls. Came home smelling fish, my girl's mom's nail trailed the walls. I made sure to get revenge though, I try not to brag and gloat. Said she'd have to eat my foot or get a spitball down her throat. My dick's kinda small too, it's only an average 7 inches. How can I be as proud as Blumenfeld and the Pinches? Also found some dirt in the tub, so it's obviously cum. Fuck, the way my life's going, I'd rather kill myself at a Starbucks. Anyways, I hope you play this, dudes. Hit me back, my two Jews, seize my cheese. If I were you, help me please.
You know?
It's when I thought the whole thing was grating, and then the end with the
Rough start, but I think he picked it up during the rap part.
Crude. Absolutely crude.
Crude like oil. That was Sean Freeman from Nova Scotia, Canada. Big fan, he
says. Scosh.
The Scosh.
What did you think, Hoodie Allen?
I thought Canadians are supposed to be a lot more polite than that.
Yeah, now that Drake's just opened the floodgates of rapping, everybody thinks they can do it up there. But they don't know like how we do it down here, you know what
how
I mean?
How we do it in
the States.
America.
He did the Dido part, which was hard to pull off. I think that's the problem.
Right.
And then he also
lost us at Dido.
Yeah, which was the start. Is singing harder than rapping? Would you say that's true? Or is that just because, I don't know, I won't even answer.
Being a great singer might be harder. I don't know. I feel like people who are great singers sometimes just are born with it, same way that you could just be born as a great rapper.
Right.
Or you could have no talent at all. So, I mean, these are just the
so maybe
choices.
It's harder for me because I can't sing. I think that rapping is easier. But for a singer,
well, you also can't rap.
Yeah, but I would say if I had to choose one to be better at, I would be better
right,
at rapping.
Right, right.
Than
if you were, so like if you needed to become good at either singing or rapping, you'd be like, I'm gonna go for rapping because I have no natural singing ability.
Yeah, exactly.
And I already know how to talk. I just need to learn how to do it on a beat.
Just say it with rhymes.
I think the start of every sort of like when you go with music, it's like your imitation, right? So maybe it's easier for you to imitate a rap that you hear and like kind of recreate it with the same energy rather than trying to hit like the notes of Beyonce.
Right.
Like, that's never going to happen.
I forgot you don't pronounce the last E in Beyonce.
What or about her sister, Solange?
Solange.
Okay, so you took the accent of the E and you put it over her sister's name.
Oh, yeah, that was the typo.
Hoodie Allen, back in the house. Is this episode 3 for you? 4 for you?
I think it's number 3. Yeah, it's definitely number 3.
Wow, it's rarefied air. Not a lot of 3-time guests.
I feel it's not. We just did our fifth video. Fourth and a half video.
It's true. We did a video for our HeadGum YouTube channel, which you can watch right now. It's on YouTube.com/HeadGum.
Hell yeah!
Someone asked me recently how I met you guys, and I think the answer is Twitter.
I tweeted at your ass.
I don't know if we've already covered that ground in a previous episode. We might have. This might just be redundant, but
yeah,
that was when. What was that mixtape of yours that I listened to? Was it? Was it Leap Year?
I don't know, but it was way better than whatever shit you're putting out now.
I like that underground shit you did.
I like the bagels and beats, and that was it. That's my favorite thing that you ever did.
Yeah, it's been downhill from here, but we still hang out with you.
It was
because we know there's greatness innate inside you.
It was six or 7 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah, from the first thing. Yeah, because I released that when I was in college.
Jesus.
College boy.
And when did we make videos together? Like 2010 as well? 11 maybe?
I think the first video was in 2011.
Wow, 6 years ago. We missed our 5-year anniversary.
That was a fun day. Do you remember we forgot to order lunch?
No.
We put in our... I still
no, please tell me more.
We all so we put in our sandwich orders, and I forgot to click send on Seamless Web. So we were like waiting for an hour. And then I looked to see the confirmation, and I never got it. And then I looked at the other tab, and I never submitted it.
Did you pass it off as like, I don't know what happened? Or did you own up to it and say, I never hit submit?
I owned up. I think it was clear. I think we were all looking at the computer. I'm not sure I would have if it was just like me, solo, dolo, looking at the computer.
That's why you remember. You probably feel you have this innate, you carry the guilt around with you.
Yeah.
Whereas we don't really remember that lunch.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, that was like way before I got Hollywood, so I didn't even know that people were supposed to feed you.
Oh. So if that happened today, you'd fucking flip out.
Yeah, I'm waiting on my cheese plate before we get started.
Where's that?
Questions.
Marty!
Marty, bring the cheese plate. The
Marty's making a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
It's really
There's
nice.
There's no gray air. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Oh, it begins. I like it. All right, so you know how this works. We do our best to advise the youth of America. They'll email us to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. Jake and I try to dispense some wisdom, sometimes by ourselves, sometimes we have a guest. Today we have Hoodie Allen. Nearly a million followers on Twitter.
Whoa!
It's not that hard to buy them. Yeah, it's amazing.
All Russian bots.
No, I will say sometimes people have a million followers, and then I look, it's like, you have 8 retweets and 6 likes on your last tweet. Those aren't a real million people, but you got the real million.
I think so.
Yeah, you got the thousands of likes, the
hoodie
thousands
mob.
Of RTs.
Yeah, I posted our latest video collaboration. I got got some good response.
Yeah, it's our most watched video in the first day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was going to ask you what the metrics were because I very much like that stuff. But
you're number one.
I looked at the comment section and I think it's just amazing, not to be like corny, but I think it's amazing how like every single person just calls back like old like lines and stuff. I mean, the people who are really dedicated to you guys are pretty damn awesome.
And they also dedicated to you by proxy.
Yeah, I'm hanging on.
Yeah. I mean, we've had people come up to us that say they found out about us through you.
And vice versa.
Right.
So and then they want me to rap about what we rapped about there, like at professional rap concerts, and it's very uncomfortable.
You really should
aardvark come.
Do the aardvark come.
When that's like screamed in like a group of like 1,000 girls are just like, I don't know why you're saying these crass things. It's just like, oh, man.
You should do one album called Aardvark Come.
I know.
Is that crazy?
Just a mixtape.
Just a freebie for the OGs.
Do you ever release like a SoundCloud diss track?
To aardvarks?
Yeah.
I'm coming at you, Arthur.
They're coming at you, Arthur.
Finally, someone took them down a peg. All right, so
a smug little anteating fox.
Is there a difference between an aardvark and an anteater?
Probably. I think an aardvark might be closer to a beaver than an anteater. I have no idea what a fucking aardvark
sounds true.
Is.
Not alphabetically. All right, this email was written to us by an Australian male.
Are we getting into it?
We're getting into it. Do you have an Australian male name for us to refer to this person as?
Oh, man. Dingo Claiborne.
That's really good. Because dingo is an Australian animal.
Looking at an aardvark now, it looks way more like an anteater than a beaver.
Wow. I was way off.
Like, holy shit.
Can we get rid of that part? Or at the very least, bleep it out.
We got to edit.
Here, let's take another one where I say, actually, an anteater looks nothing like a beaver.
Here, all right, well, let's
Anyone
just do
who
one
suggests
like,
that is wrong.
You guys ask what an aardvark is? Oh, it's a nocturnal feeder. It subsists on ants and termites. It'll dig out of the hills using its sharp claws and powerful legs.
That's oddly specific.
Wow.
It's not from Wikipedia.
I figured it out. I subscribe to Ranger Rick as a tween. All right. Dingo Claiborne writes, 6 months ago, I moved to Sydney with my girlfriend of 5 years. We moved in with her older sister and brother-in-law. This is where my problem began. I'm somewhat of a chef, always cooking up some great dishes that I share with everybody. While cooking, I accidentally broke a spatula of theirs. No big deal. About a week later, though, I broke a salt and pepper shaker. Okay. Another week, I broke a glass mug, her brother-in-law's favorite, and a glass bowl on the same day. Then, after her sisters asked me to clean the glass cooked off, I managed to crack it all the way across. It was $250 to fix. I could fast forward and just tell you that I've broken two more spatulas and an umbrella. I don't know what to do here. My girlfriend used to be on my side, but now she's getting really fed up. Her sister and brother-in-law think I'm some kind of monster, that I might be doing it on purpose. I don't know. I don't mean to be a diva, but I feel like a bull in a fucking china shop. It's always an accident, and I always replace the broken item with a newer and better one. How do I stop them from hating me for an honest accident? What do I do here, guys? Cheers, Dingo.
And I broke the keyboard.
This guy
holy shit, I'm cursed.
This guy's a monster. He's
a 10-foot ogre.
I think he's breaking things. You can't break that many things. Three spatulas. That's hard to pull off, let alone an umbrella. I guess umbrellas are pretty flimsy, fragile. But he is fixing it, so I don't know. I don't quite understand what the real.
I think
problem
it's not about
is.
Fixing it. It's about just like breaking everything.
There's yeah,
like you don't want somebody around that's doing that.
No, yeah. Well, just what his girlfriend is saying. But what can he do?
I don't know. I feel like if I was in this situation, you know, because this is one of those uncomfortable situations where you're meaning to do something good,
yeah,
and you just keep making it worse by being yourself.
Yeah.
And he's persistent. I mean, I give him that. He really wants to stay in the kitchen, but
yeah,
at this point, I think you should explore takeout options.
Listen,
he breaks
guys,
his phone.
Clearly, this isn't working out. Yeah, he doesn't click submit on Seamless. Have you ever like?
That's enough. You'll never forget it, will you?
I already did forget it. I had already forgotten it. You brought it up. Have you ever like embarrassed yourself like that in front of like a, like you meet your girlfriend's family for the first or second or whatever time and you like fuck up and you're like, shit.
Oh, there was a really funny time where I was at this big, I was with an old girlfriend, like this nice fancy like dozen person dinner, like just beautiful. Everybody's like dressed up. Somebody had like cooked this amazing meal for us. And we were like passing everything around, and there was a huge like plate of duck, and I was like passing it, and I just like tilted the tray. Thankfully, it was on my girlfriend at the time
oh
and not anybody
God.
Else. But she was wearing like a beautiful dress,
just
and like
juice.
All of the I mean like a full cup of duck fat, duck juice,
oh,
just
no.
all over her dress.
And then you said, duck juice, ooh. I am sorry about this, and I won't clean it up, babe.
I don't think that you really should be here.
Ooh. Who's got club soda? That's like a very meet the parents moment.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
What do? You just like apologize.
Yeah, I mean, there was...
Sorry. Yeah, you're like you're upset and apologetic, but at the same time people can't get mad at
right.
you.
Right. Nobody can every it's an accident, but then it also happens. So like you can apologize, but you can't take the duck juice off of somebody.
Yeah, that's what they say. You can't take the duck juice off a dress.
Yeah, once you go.
You know that
duck
phrase.
Juice.
I could never go booze.
I think the tough thing about it, cuz even that was like nobody was mad at me. It was like uncomfortable and I felt really bad, but like everyone's goal in that situation is to like not let that ruin the whole dinner.
Yeah.
Just like everybody's goal here is probably not to like the first time he breaks a spatula, like he feels bad and everyone's like, it's fine. But then you break something else and you're like, I feel really bad. And they're like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
The trouble here is that the more stuff he breaks, now the paradigm has shifted where he's like, I'm not doing it on purpose.
I'm not.
And everyone's like, you're being an asshole.
What's that number? Is it two times? Because that's what I feel like in my head. Like, in the example you gave, like, you're the one who feels the worst, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're the one who feels uncomfortable and can't get over it. Everyone else kind of moves on.
Right.
And it's cool.
Totally.
And even if something else happened, it's just like, okay, this is a clumsy, whatever.
Right.
Like,
so
you're nervous.
Imagine, I spill the duck. Everybody, we move past it. And then I reach over and I spill a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I retreat into my own head.
You're very
like,
in
this
your head.
Really
yes.
sucks. And everyone's like, It's fine. It's
fool
really
me,
fine.
Fool me twice.
Is it like one more after that?
I think it's one more after that.
One more after that. I sneeze and soup goes out to everybody.
Oh, the old soup like, sneeze.
Yeah, at a certain point, you have to be like, all right, Jake, no hard feelings, but you do have to leave. You're too accident prone to be here right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, you are the worst, apparently.
Has that ever happened to you, the embarrassing yourself in front of a lady friend's family? Parents?
Oh,
friends,
man.
Maybe? I remember really not wanting to eat something like at a family dinner. Like they made food that I didn't like, and I'm like, if I ate this, I feel like I would like be physically ill. But at the same time, I don't want to be rude. I feel like that's what vegans feel like all the time. They're just like, sorry, if the parents don't understand, it's like, sorry, I can't eat this, this, or this.
There's that, you know, that Weezer song. It's a more new one. It's like I ate the like your mom made meatloaf. Even though I don't eat meat, I liked you so much, I took some for the team.
Oh, that's really good.
It's a sweet lyric.
Is that porks and beans?
No, it's a, if you want me to, I'll say it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great song. I'm going to listen to it after we're done here.
Fuck it, let's do it now. Let's take a break.
Wait, what did you? What did they want you to eat?
I think it was like shrimps. And mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. You're not a
shellfish
kind of guy, huh?
Yeah, you're kind of a picky eater too, right? Like, what do you do if they like put down
food? How
do
you know that?
I remember eating lunch with you once, and you're like, I can't have that and that and that. Is that outing you? Is that true? Are you willing to admit it?
I'm willing to admit it. Yeah, I don't like very many things or people. And
we didn't even ask you to admit the people part.
Yeah. Well, I'm just being forthcoming at
you're
this
saying
point.
The way they taste.
Yeah, the way they taste. The way they stink and like how it's on your breath afterwards, it's terrible.
Yeah. Hashtag cannibal problems.
Yeah. I forgot what the question was, but I'm definitely a picky eater and I'm willing to admit that.
But
I don't like tomatoes.
Has that ever like
or mushrooms.
Has that ever come up in public where like somebody's like, just eat it and you're like, I really don't want to.
You ever get a sandwich from a restaurant or something from a restaurant? Like say you're like really excited about a dish of pasta and you're just like No onions, please, or something like that. Because I don't know, someone puts onions or something in the baked ziti. Yeah. I don't know why they did this.
Yeah.
And then like it comes, and it's like the sort of dish where it's like clearly baked into it. You'd have to be picking out the whole time. Oh no, even better than this. It's like a burrito, right? Because it's wrapped. You can't see inside of it. And if they put one of those things that you don't want in there, you literally have to stick your whole hand in there and mess that shit up just to get
it's
to
surgery.
It.
Surgery.
So sometimes, would you rather just eat the burrito that's got like the big ass tomato in it that you hate, or I don't know why the burrito has it, but just say like all the little pieces of, or would you rather just like suffer through it, but know every single bite that you have of it, you get that texture and you feel that texture in your mouth and you're like, this isn't even good anymore. I'm so angry.
It's torture. Yeah.
I guess it depends on how much you dislike the food versus how much you dislike feeling shame.
Yeah. It's tough for me to send things back, but I would do it if I specifically requested that like they're not. I would say no peppers in a burrito. I don't like peppers in a burrito.
I would mess up my day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you have that song about
week.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it hasn't come out yet. I played that preview for you in
peppers in your burrito.
No peppers in my burrito.
Actually, did you see the Bo Burnham special? He has this like whole like Kanye diatribe about like Mexican food, where he like how his.
I have seen Bo Burnham special.
Yeah, his complaints are about like Chipotle versus like, you know, getting stains on your T-shirt because you stripper bleached your asshole.
Yeah, that's a little amazing bit. It has the whole the like lighting production stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, all right.
Shout out to Bo Burnham.
All right. We blame you too, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know what you do aside from just like
big gesture.
Rich,
really, he needs a really, really big gesture of kindness where it keeps him away from a spatula in doing so. So there's no chance that
he's broken three spatulas and the salt and pepper shaker. Usually you would just break one.
How do you break a spatula? Is he too aggressive? Is he like stirring?
Yeah. It sounds like he just does everything too hard. Just go at half.
Half too hard in the motherfucking paint.
Yep. Nice. All right. Let's see if we can answer another question. Next male's name. We don't have a location for this one, so it can be sort of dealer's choice. What do you think we should call this mofo?
Oh, man. I really should have pre-planned this so it just comes off natural and cool.
Yeah.
I
see you're reading a sheet of paper that says I should have pre-planned this. It should have come off natural and ..
The date
cool.
says 1/16/15.
Holy shit.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Years. You've done podcasts with us since then.
Yeah, I like how we're stalling here and I still don't have a name. Robin.
Okay. All right.
Florf.
Oh.
What were you looking over at over here that made you think Florf?
Your inspiration window of all the names. throwing letters at each other.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. We should have like a little board that just has like, it's basically like a noun and a food.
Yeah. So Robin could be one of them.
Robin sweet potato. That's what I wanted to be.
Robin yam.
Yeah, Robin yams.
Japanese.
Oh, I go to the store. Robin Yams is like a tight
rap name.
It's a tight rap name. Like if for like someone who's in like the produce industry, sort of like moving there,
stealing sweet potatoes.
Yeah, you know. On the mic, I'm Robin Yams.
I'm Robin Yams. It also seems like yams is a metaphor for something. I don't know what it would be.
Yeah, yeah. And in the aisle, like I'm boobies. Dropping hams.
Isn't that like the Kendrick line? If you want the yams, what's the yams? Yeah, that's the line.
The yams is the power that be.
Yeah, yeah. So yams does mean something.
Here we go.
Robin Yams.
ASAP Yams.
ASAP Yams writes, I need your help. I've been seeing this girl for a little while, and I think that we will probably date, but here's the problem. The other night, things were starting to get pretty hot and heavy, and next thing I knew, we were both naked in her bed. Sounds great, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Wrong. She has an amazing body and is a total smoke show. But whilst I was playing with her breasts, I noticed that upon her left areola, there were a few stray hairs. This definitely isn't a deal breaker, but it really bothered me and grossed me out. So my question is, how do I ask this girl to pluck her hairs from her chest without sounding like a complete asshole? Thanks in advance for the advice. Love, Robin Yams.
Okay.
Robin, going down there. Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, I've been in this situation.
Wow. You've been the one with a hairy nipple, though.
Yeah.
And someone asked you to pluck.
And I was like, this makes me feel like, no. I think I've been in this situation before. Have you guys been in this situation before? Is this
common? I don't remember specific hair to the point
it wasn't multiple, but it was definitely one.
Like one thick, long one.
Yeah, like Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy.
I think it's fine though. Like this wouldn't bother me at all.
But it bothers him.
I think you can't. We're not in the climate to tell a girl to change their
he's
body.
Definitely young, because that's something that would have only bothered me at like 18 before I like really respect women now and realize that all their bodies are beautiful and that they should have the choice of however they maintain it.
Yeah. Grow your flow out.
Yeah, and they're like, it's just hair, and we all have hair on our bodies, so just move on and like get on them titties, boy. Yeah.
Or pluck it out with your teeth when you're down there.
I knew you were going to say
Bobbin for apple. Robin Yams now. Bobbin Yams.
You want him
I don't need him.
Ladies,
bite,
if a boy ever
stuck,
does that to you, bite the hair off of his grundle.
if it gets stuck in between your teeth like a piece of floss, hey, nobody's going to complain. And maybe she doesn't know it's there. I'm just giving him another option, which is fine. He's bothered and grossed out. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but I'm saying if he's down there, there's a possibility it might naturally get stuck anyway.
I'll say it's bad that he's bothered by it.
I mean, you can't choose what you're bothered by.
Like, yeah, but you can recognize that what you're bothered by is shallow and not good.
Sure.
Yeah. I think he's just nervous. I think this comes from him just being nervous. If he really starts to like this girl, they go out and they become more intimate on levels other than physicality, stuff like this just really fades away and doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
This is too responsible of an answer.
No, I think it's it's good. Like this guy said, she's a hot smoke show. He really likes her. They're naked in bed. And he found like the one flaw on her, which is three hairs near her areola, which actually most people have that.
Yeah,
so,
most people do.
Good job, buddy. You found the hottest girl that has three flaws and there are strands of hair near her tit.
Okay.
You don't deserve her.
So you can either grow up, realize that this lady is making a decision about her body and that doesn't affect you and you have no place.
It might not be
She might not know.
Yeah,
she might not know.
Do you think she knows?
I mean, she probably... I bet she usually plucks them out or something and maybe she just didn't.
I don't know. Those hairs grow pretty slowly.
No, they'll sprout.
One day gone, next day there.
You've pulled, like, haven't you? I've definitely been in a situation where I look down and see on my chest, like, a hair that's suddenly twice as long as the other ones.
Yeah. But how long did that take?
I think that there's, what I don't know what it's called, but there's like some kind of rapid hair growth where they spurt like that.
Wow, imagine that.
I think the answer to this question is, well, just to eliminate the question marks that might be going on in his head.
Uh-huh.
You cannot mention it to her.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? Number one.
There's just think it out. There's no good conversation that comes from it at all in any world. It's so offensive to bring it up to a girl, and it will make them feel so uncomfortable. And even they're more likely after that to fix it and then hold resentment towards you about it and move on to some other dude
that
without any hairs on.
Yeah, and somebody else down the line is going to get that perfect areola, spotless titty.
Does your answer change if they've been together for like 5 years?
I mean, if you've been with somebody for 5 years, you like nothing on their body should really bother you. So not really, no.
So you're saying still don't say anything even if they know each other if they're like almost married?
I mean, if you're like really, really comfortable with someone and you like know how they communicate, maybe you can bring it up.
But sexist! All right, we got him. We got him.
The guy that told somebody to rip off their girlfriend's
police.
Hair with their
teeth.
Him,
and we had it on mic.
I think you could say something in that situation.
Because you're comfortable.
But the likelihood is that this girl probably has 100 more things that she could then think about you, because you're a disgusting man and we are just gross individuals, that she is so above ever thinking of analyzing you that way. And by you bringing that up, it just shows this like inequality in shallowness that it's probably a Pandora's box you don't want to open, man.
Yeah, let's don't tug at the thread.
Yeah,
literally, that's your back, or that's your response to my advice. Don't tug at the thread.
Don't tug. Do not tug.
And I'm saying, if you're down there and it should happen to get caught between your teeth, that's a happy accident.
No, it's not.
All right. Two different ways to approach it. We're about at the halfway point. So let's take a break. We'll come back with more questions and answers with Hoodie Allen after this. Hey, we're back.
All right.
What's your next thing, a tour or an album?
An album.
Because you say you alternate between the two, right?
When an album comes, a tour usually follows.
So album first, then tour.
Yeah, I've been working on an album since about October, maybe September, October.
Wow, so 6 months.
Yeah, it's actually been a pretty decent amount of time. I'm trying to take my time with it and make sure it's like good.
Right.
That's a good idea. That's what brings me out here to LA, and other than hanging out with you guys.
Of course.
So yeah, I've been working on that and I'm excited. I'm probably going to start dropping some bangers from it soon.
Are there bangers?
I think there are. Yeah. I think it's important to have. I feel like the album that I'm working on is very summer music, like good for the season that is about to eventually come. So
it has to come out in the next couple months.
Yeah. Yeah, for
is
sure.
Is that the plan?
That's definitely the plan.
How many songs?
Well, up to you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm 11. Oh, whoa. Shit.
11?
11. That's 21.
Could you release an album with like 910 songs on it?
I don't think I've made anywhere near that many songs in but
like
my
iTunes
life.
Doesn't cap you.
I don't think iTunes would cap you. They might just be like, this is irresponsible.
Right.
you should
save some for the second album. Yeah.
But there's no CDs anymore, right? Do you ever have like a physical copy of these albums?
I've made you can press those up. I think those are good for tour. I think people like having sort of collectible
CDs
still. I think more so vinyl. Vinyl, I don't know if like vinyl's become very, very popular.
Yeah.
Not even so much for playing it, more just for like the decorative nature of like representing, I like this artist and I'm going to have a cool vinyl in my bedroom or something.
But you do that? You do the vinyl stuff?
I own a couple of vinyls. Wow. I'd like to make a vinyl for this project.
That's cool.
It would be my first time doing it though.
Has there ever been an album where you're like, this one's just like a burner to get something out? Or it's like every single one, like, all right, this is my coming of age. This is my breakout. This is the album.
I feel like there have maybe been moments of burnerism, but I don't want to put it out there because that might be someone's favorite thing. I don't know. Like, yeah, like I don't think that's any time it's your attention, but sometimes I think music ages differently. Like some things you're like, wow, that really stood the test of time. I'm still listening to that. Other times you're like, oh, I might have rushed that a little bit. I didn't sit with this long enough.
Right. How many albums have you had so far?
Jeez, I mean, starting with like the free mixtapes that I did.
Yeah.
I'd be at. This would be like the 7th full project.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there is like a little pressure to make sure that like this one is at least in the, like the top two. You don't want to make something like.
Yeah, this would technically be like the second like full-length commercial release for whatever that's worth.
Oh, the second one.
But like.
When was the last one?
2014 with Nam Pop People Keep Talking.
Oh, shit. So this is 3 years since.
Yeah, thanks for rubbing it in.
I'm just saying, we're excited for it.
That was the end of 2014, so it's more like 2.5 years.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
And how close are you with this album?
Pretty.
Really?
Pretty close.
Does it have a name?
Yeah.
Is it not out yet? Is it a secret?
That would be a secret.
Yeah. Wow. Dude. Just say it right now.
All
right. Announce it on this
show. Fine.
You don't actually have to do
okay.
it. All right, great.
He was going to do it, dude. We could have pressured him.
Are you going to do it? Is this?
It's Robin Yams, man.
Robin Yams. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not my album. I'm going into Robin Yams now. And it's.
So it is kind of secretive. Like, you haven't said how many songs are on it or what the.
I haven't decided. I mean, like.
Oh, a lot of the stuff is TBD.
I think everything's TBD until you're like very, very close. Sure about it. I don't know how. I feel like maybe in like producing TV and stuff like that, like what you guys did with Lonely and Horny, like it's much more defined. Like from the beginning, this is the arc, and these are the episodes, and right. This is where the story goes. And like there is a degree of that in music, but also like if you write something that you're like, oh, this got to be on there, like you put it on there.
Right.
Maybe take something off. Maybe keep it on.
So it's a little more flexible, malleable up until the point of release.
Yeah. I think especially you see like with like Drake and Kanye's latest release where they kind of treat things almost like a playlist and they're switching album title names and moving songs in and out and sort of showing fans the process. I think in like the streaming age, things have become a lot more malleable.
Right. Like people release songs and then albums later.
Totally. Yeah.
Will you do that? Still
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm gonna defer to whatever you want.
I'll also let
you
be my manager. I love it. Yeah. You also like release parts of songs on like Snapchat. I'm like, whoa! Don't you want to like keep that sacred, or is it like good to like build the hype and the buzz?
Yeah,
like
I mean, I actually do want to keep it secret, but then I can't help being a tease sometimes. And like we're in a very much like in a tease generation. Like if you don't post something like that, people are like, what are you doing?
Right.
So you just do it like I'm in the studio. I'm doing stuff. Look,
I promise.
And then that. But my favorite part is that like you can play like 6 seconds of something. And if you have a fan base, you get such a false sense of confidence because like whatever it is, they're like, oh my God, King, release that right now. Daddy.
Daddy.
Feed me beats or whatever. I don't think kids speak like this. This is how I read it. King. But it's like, it might be something that you don't even like, but sometimes I just test it. I'll just put something I don't really like and I'll see like if people respond.
Oh shit.
And they're like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then, yeah, it's just interesting. We live in a very, like, give it to me now generation.
Well, that's what, like, there's, like, the podcast. For us, it's, like, the podcast, which we record every week. Some of them are funnier than others, but, like, we release everything. And then there's Lonely and Horny, which is, like, we have to make sure, like, if we ever make more, that it's better than the first and, like, spend some time fine-tuning it.
Totally.
So there's, like, that's, like, for you, it's, like, the Snapchat. It's, like, you know, like, little things to keep people excited along the way.
Yeah, you, you test things.
Final product.
It's just funny because you can't really get a good sense of, like, a song from a snippet.
Right.
But at the same time, like, you can get people legitimately excited about something.
That's pretty cool.
Off of a little preview, so. Hashtag social media.
Have you ever released a song with the audio water mark over it where it's like every 8 seconds there's somebody in the background going, like, LA Leakers.
Oh, no.
DJ Clue.
I've never done that before.
All right.
That sounds very cool.
Another idea for you.
LA Leakers, that's the Power 106 out here, right?
Oh, is it? Yeah. I don't know enough to know like where these things come from, but I have heard songs that like have a guy saying "L.A. Leakers" throughout the entire like.
Yeah, they're like a big a big radio show on the main like hip hop channel here. I think
perfect, great. I wanted to mention that Jake and I are going to Denver and Tempe, Arizona this month.
Me too. I'll be there.
Really?
No shit.
Well, whenever you guys go, I'm just gonna.
Yeah,
come along.
The 19th and the 20th.
Yeah, so if you're in those cities,
420 in Tempe, dude.
game over, man.
Ooh, yeah, everyone knows that's the place that you go to burn one.
Yeah, we're going to blaze.
Actually, Denver's supposedly very famous for 420. And we're
nope, nope, just Phoenix.
Yeah, well, morning, we wake and bake in Denver, dude.
And then what are the venues?
Phoenix to be high.
Wake and bake at a Steak and Shake.
I think the venues are like, I think they're like comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Do you usually play comedy clubs when you perform your music?
Usually.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did a tour of Caroline's and the improv. Yeah, it was really good.
Caroline's.
Caroline.
Caroline's.
Oh, so they're comedy shows. That's
live podcasts.
So you guys think you're comedians?
We do think that. Yeah,
dude. Nice.
Yeah, we think that. I like that. We got to go, but thank you so much for having tickets available at jakeandamir.com. And at fireyoushow.com. Let's answer some more questions.
I would love to.
Right, help some people out. One more name.
Oh, is it
another
dude.
Girl or a guy?
Another dude.
Oh my gosh, the sexist ass show that I'm on.
You look like you're getting a blowjob.
Lincoln Tall House.
Ooh, nice. I like that. You got the whole entire Tall House or Tall House?
Like TOLLHAU with the two dots on the above
the
it.
Umlau
S. Lincoln Tall House.
That's good.
Tall House.
Oh, that's actually makes sense because
Bavarian.
He starts off by saying, I'm an 18-year-old British dude in college. So it sounds like a British name.
Lincoln.
And I fell into quite a sticky situation, and I need help to become unlodged from said situation. About a month ago, my friend sent out a text saying he'd got a new phone and needed to reply everybody to reply with their name so he could save his friend's numbers in his new phone. Being quite the prankster, I thought it would be funny to text back the name of an absolute dime from our high school. This all went south pretty quickly, as only two messages in, he became flirtatious and raunchy. Bear in mind, he has a great girlfriend who I've been friends with for a fair few moons. It's now been a week, and he keeps messaging me with insanely forward messages, thinking I'm this girl, pretty much trying to cheat on his girlfriend. Now I'm lost on what to do. I never meant this joke to last this long. If I tell him it was me, he'll be humiliated and pretty angry and might even want to fight me. He's quite the Johnny Bravo, where I look like I'm made from pipe cleaners and tissue paper. So, do I tell his girlfriend? What if he bumps into the girl he's pretending to be and asks our friends for my number? What do I do? Any response would be greatly appreciated.
How did they say that they are good friends in the beginning, or just he's just some guy?
I think they're friends, because he's also friends with a girlfriend.
Gotcha.
So I guess the real question is, what would you do if you were in this situation? So you found yourself in
this is a, it's a prank gone awry.
It's a prank, bro. It's just a prank, bro.
Yeah. The whole like, oh, relax. Like, don't make a big deal out of it. Yeah. What would you do?
If I was the prankster in this situation, I'm going to let you guys go first while I marinate all right. This one.
I think there's two options.
Okay.
Option number one. You come clean just to him, mano y mano.
Oh,
because I think
person.
That, like, if it all comes out, then this guy has no choice but to kick your ass.
Right.
Like, you've publicly humiliated
him. That will make him angry.
Ruined his relationship. He has to beat your ass. It's the only, like, it's the only thing he could do to save face is to punch your face. And so you say, hey, buddy, look, I didn't mean for this to happen. I said I was this girl. I'm sorry. And then he will be mortified, probably ashamed. But
is it too late now to say sorry?
So I think that's option one.
Uh-huh.
Option two is a little sneakier. I think you have to steal his phone.
Wow.
Delete the text message thread. Program your number in.
Wow, that's a big steal. That's like
and
a
then also
steal.
And program her number in, but delete the thread.
I think that keeps too much open because then he'll start texting her again.
Yeah, he might say something forward to her.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's going to...
And then she'll be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but he could think that she's playing dumb or something and back off or something, you know?
Right. That one seems messier. That one seems like it's you're
messier,
getting further down the hole.
It's definitely messier, but here's the thing. That guy, it probably will come out, but he won't know who did it.
Right. So one is like... taking the high road, being like, hey, it's me, don't get mad. The other one is a sneakier way to get out of this mess.
It's still a mess, but you've absolved yourself. You got out.
So which one would you do?
I would probably, I mean, I wouldn't have had the the inclination to do this, and I hate pranks. I think they're horrifying, and I think that nothing good ever comes from them. But I wouldn't have done it in the first place. If I was in this situation, I would probably come clean. But I don't think that's what you should do. I think that you should steal his phone.
I know what I would do now.
Really?
Yeah, I would commit 100%.
You would lean into it.
Start sexting him. Oh, that's a good idea. So you start sexting, you get a dick pic.
Exactly.
Then he can't kick
your
ass.
Then he asks for a picture back, and that's when you send a selfie of yourself. And
wow.
And then you have the leverage. Yeah. And maybe you guys won't be friends. And is it really that hard to move to another town? I don't know. Is your life really rooted in this place in the UK? You can come to America. Brexit.
The land of opportunity.
Yeah.
Brexit.
Brexit your way out of this situation.
Have you thought about Brexiting, for example, is one way to get out of it? God, what would
but
I
yeah, do? You got to commit to me so that it, so you don't seem like a dick. So it really is just like a catfish with a funny ending, I guess.
Yeah. I actually really don't hate that idea at all. I think that one...
Maybe don't get a dick pic. I don't know. Is that cross the line, or is that like...
Getting the dick... You need the dick. That's your fucking safety net.
Get that... Okay, get that dick.
That's your get-out-of-jail-free card right there. Really that is. Dick pic.
But then you're also soliciting, like, your boy to give you a picture of his dick. And what if you like it?
Yeah. Then you have homosexual feelings for a friend, which opens up a whole other world of opportunities and issues.
Adds another web to this twisted game.
Yeah. This crazy spider spun.
And what if he knew it was you the whole time?
Ooh, that's another interesting one.
And then what if your parents are watching?
You know what I would do?
And they are.
I think I would,
on the cloud.
I think I would come out, but over the text. So I'd be like, treat it like no big deal. Be like, ha ha ha, by the way, this is like a mirror.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
Definitely not in person. No, this is definitely not in person.
That's not like a by the way thing, though.
Yeah, I think I would treat it like it's not a big deal so that he doesn't get mad. Like, ha ha ha, maybe you were joking too. Maybe I'm joking. It's like, whatever. Let's just move on. Like, pretend like it's no big deal. Diffuse the situation internally without ever having to face this guy in person. That's what I would do.
What if you get a new number?
Oh.
That's it. And a new identity. Brexit. New number. Stateside number.
Yeah. Does that fix anything if you get a new number?
Like, you stop responding, first of all. And then you hit him up with your new number and be like, what's up, mate? It's it's Lincoln.
Because I still think he finds out in a way. Because he'll look at his phone eventually and see that it was your old number.
Yeah. Or like any of your friends will have your old number. Your old number still exists.
What if you were hacked then? This is not going good for him.
I bet there's a way that we're not thinking of. So tweet at us if you have a third or fourth suggestion about how to get out of this sticky situation.
Or we could have like an informal online poll, Twitter poll, if you will.
What would you do if in the situation? So Jake says handle it in person. I say handle it online. Hoodie says just fucking keep going until you have.
I want to change, but like I think I had two, and I think I'm going to commit to steal his phone.
Oh, see, okay.
I think that's what I would do.
Steal your phone, text him back.
Prank him once you have leverage, yeah.
All right, three ways.
And honestly, I'm going to vote for Hoodie's because I think that one's really good.
It's definitely the funniest. That's how it would happen in sitcom land.
Yeah, it's just hard to know what their rapport is. You know what I mean? Like, he clearly felt more like oh, this is a good idea to prank this guy. So they must be like chill, but at the same time, he's now like, oh, okay, you're putting me in a weird spot because I like your girlfriend. To answer his other question, definitely don't tell the girlfriend. That's a bad...
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything wrong yet, technically.
Well, he is sexting, or trying to.
He's being forward and flirty, and it like is not a good look at all, and it's not... But, like, where does it go if it goes back to the girlfriend? Like, oh, hey. Like, now you just seem like the real asshole for, like, initiating something that wasn't even the thing in the first place.
It's like, if you find evidence in an illegal way, you can't present it.
Yeah. What is that called? Like discovery? Not discovery?
Right. Like, how did you find that? Well, I broke into his house. Like, well, you can't. Inadmissible. That?
Double jeopardy? No.
Ashley Judd?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It is. It's called Ashley Judd.
Yeah.
I wanted to answer one last question before you have to go.
All right. I have to go, right? Hoodie's interning for the rest of the summer.
He's a social media guy.
I'm taking Jeffrey's job.
You promised us that you'd get us to a million followers by EO August. All right. This guy's a 29-year-old New Orleans native. Isn't your birthday at the end of August?
It is.
All right. A 29-year-old New Orleans native
Lil Wayne.
What about Medium Wayne?
Medium Wayne?
All right. Medium Wayne writes, I have a pretty unique issue that I'm sure you guys can help me with. I'm a 29-year-old New Orleans native who recently got engaged to my longtime girlfriend. Our shit couldn't be more together. The relationship is great. My issue is my fiance is way too conservative. When I proposed, I gave my bitch a very large ring. I gave my bitch a very large ring, costing upwards of 10 grand. She thinks it's beautiful, but hates wearing it when we go out. To add context, we don't go out very much. My previous way of living wasn't the most honest or legal, LOL. And when we do go anywhere, I'm usually wearing anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 in jewelry. I love looking good. So of course my bitch must shine.
This is Lil Wayne.
My bitch must shine like I do. Because we live in a city filled with killing and crime, she's always paranoid whenever we leave the house, which is outside of my city. So my question is, how do I make her more comfortable with wearing the nice things I buy for her? I understand her reasons for feeling that way, but because I don't fear my city and I always have protection, I wear all my jewelry and I go wherever I want. I'm a beast in that regard. Help an N-word out.
Did he write N-word?
No, he wrote the word. I just feel bad.
Of course, yeah. But you didn't feel bad saying bitch.
Yeah, which really, it's an interesting thing that you bring up linguistically. Why do we always say the N-word,
yeah, I guess
but we
it's
don't
probably,
say the B-word?
Bitch is fine.
All right, so Medium Wayne. He needs his bitch to shine, which I get. I understand. So how can he help his lady to shine like he does?
I'm actually surprised because, like, these are situations where they're together, right?
So yeah.
She obviously should feel comfortable and, like, safe around him. And if he's doing something, why does she feel that she shouldn't flex? I wonder if she's I wonder.
Can you relate to this at all?
I'm, like, kind of – I stunt pretty hard usually.
Yeah, you're flexing right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, like
– how much is that chain?
This chain?
Yeah, around your neck.
It's a $2,000 chain, yeah.
So that's getting the 20,000.
It's like they play in hockey on your neck.
Yeah. Is that a line?
Yeah, it's the line from an upcoming rap song, Stay Tuned for My New Album.
Playing hockey. I don't buy rings, I buy rinks.
Woo, I like that.
What do you thinks?
Yo.
See, I told you I can rap. I just can't sinks. Sings. Sorry. What's the most you've ever
ice
worn?
Rink around my neck.
I would definitely write raps, I think. Like, I'd like to punch up somebody else's raps.
Yeah.
I'll give you my first draft.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'd love that. I feel like I could write raps but not say them.
That's good. You could be a
That's why I like slam poetry.
Do any rappers not write their own raps? They just rap well?
It's a whole lot.
It's kind of like acting. Like, they don't necessarily have to write their words.
Yeah. In hip-hop, it's definitely a matter of authenticity to write your own stuff. It's a little bit more normal in pop music for a song to be written by, like, four Swedish dudes and sung by a pop singer.
Yeah, it's pretty, like, nobody cares if you do it in the pop world.
Yeah, I mean,
it's almost impressive that you write your own music.
Yeah, I'll say this. Like, a lot of the songs on the radio, that if they have, like, a big kind of sung or even not completely sung chorus, it could definitely be written by somebody else.
And yeah. Then,
I mean, that happens all the time, but it's not very...
But with rap, is that the
case? Yeah, with rap, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, totally.
Other people are writing raps for other people.
I think they're more so writing choruses than raps.
Interesting.
And, like, melodies in that sense.
Is there a famous example?
Yes. Probably a bunch, but... I ain't gonna say.
Oh, like, because like I it's a secret.
More money, more problems.
Because I ain't no snitch.
It's not so famous that it's like publicly talked about.
It's just no one. I don't think many people care.
Yeah.
So to put myself out on that pedestal for no reason in this moment right now,
just be a martyr.
Not on this. Not on your podcast. Maybe on a more of an important platform.
I don't need this type of publicity.
Be a harder martyr with the ice rink around your neck. So what should this guy do? I don't know. It was just a funny question to me. How do you make your lady shine? What's the most money you ever wear at the same time? Like the most expensive thing you own.
I mean, I don't like to go out in a shirt if it was more than $100.
Right. So it's weird to like, it is weird. It's like you're wearing $30,000 worth of things on you.
I guess like as I've gotten older, I've gotten more comfortable spending money on clothes. Like maybe I might own like a $200 sweater or something.
Yeah.
And I would never, ever wear it.
Because you're scared of someone stealing it. Yeah.
Like I buy an expensive shirt and I'm like, I'm going to wear this out. Like it looks good. And then every single time I'm like, no, I'm going to get too drunk. I'm wearing this shirt from Top Man tonight.
It is like.
Yo, what's wrong with Top Man?
Nothing's wrong. I love Top Man. That's why I fucking wear it every single time I go out. Top Man should sponsor this podcast.
But it is crazy to wear like a bracelet that's where it's like the equivalent of just like having a string around your wrist with $30,000 in cash than anybody can just take.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's like part of it. It's like, I don't give a fuck. That's why I'm wearing this. It's flaunting your wealth. That's what you want to do.
Right, it's like you can take that's the point. It won't affect
We'll never understand it.
I wish I had more interest in having like chains and rings. I never really wanted any of like I don't even like wearing a watch because I already know what time it is all times.
What about shoes? Will you spend money on shoes?
Well, yeah. What's your biggest like most superfluous expense
in life?
Yeah,
I don't think it's clothing or jewelry related.
And it's also not a car because you live in New York.
Yeah, and it's not a car either. I have been thinking about getting grills recently, just like a bottom row. I don't know why. I just think like maybe that's a good investment.
Yeah.
At the very least, my teeth will be worth something.
Yeah, exactly. And like
grills appreciate in value, I think. Because like
they're diamonds,
the
right?
The secondary market.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like art. You can sell those later.
That would be a cool piece of art, just to have like a skull with Lil Wayne, like one of Lil Wayne's old grills in it.
If I got a grill, I would... And you guys got matching grills with me. I feel like we could really start something.
That'd be cool. Good.
Grills.
It's time that like Jewish kids started wearing grills.
Yeah, it is really time. Is. I think that's correct. I think it's
We've
time.
Appropriated enough black culture that I think I'm ready.
Yeah, and then once we wear it, they can stop.
I don't understand how to, like, if he wants his bitch to shine and she doesn't necessarily want to shine.
I don't think he could force her to shine.
Yeah, this is like plucking hairy areola nipples, you know, like... You gotta just you wear your jewelry for you, and she wears it or doesn't for her, and there you go. That's the end.
Yeah, but it's weird because it's like an engagement ring. She doesn't want to wear that.
That is a little bit weird.
You could maybe just be like, I understand you feel uncomfortable wearing like a huge diamond. Well, let me just get you this promise ring.
What's that?
It's just like a just a simple little band. There you go.
But everyone wears nice rings. This is something that, like, I mean, unless you're you in episode 3 of Rap Teacher, you don't steal many rings from a fiance. Deep People crap. Aren't getting their fiance rings stolen
Speaking
a lot.
Of pipes, I'm high.
Yeah.
Great callback.
You know
what's interesting? I guess you could have a convo with her and just be like, I think you have to come at it as from a position of like, it's not like it's important to me that you shine as my bitch, more as like it's important to me that you display this like emblem of our love and commitment for each other publicly. Like I'm proud of being engaged to you. I want people to know. Yeah. Just like you're proud of having lots of wealth, so you wear the jewelry on yourself.
And the way he writes protection in quotation marks, where he says, I always have protection on me.
It's
condoms, right?
A diamond-encrusted gun.
Oh, that's really nice.
Or condoms. Yeah. Diamond-encrusted condoms.
Diamond-encrusted condoms. I forgot they made those.
Ribbed for her and his pleasure.
For when you must shine. Oh, dear. All right. I don't know. Yeah.
Congrats on balling.
Congrats on balling.
And your engagement. That's a mazel. Mazel tov. Absolutely mazel tov.
And if it's a Jewish wedding, please let me know. I would love to offer some advice about like certain rabbis in the New Orleans area.
I can help construct the chuppah.
Yeah. I don't know if your father had a tallis that he can use, but I think I still have my bar mitzvah tallit. Do you have yours?
No.
All right, great. So mine it is for this guy's wedding.
I bet my parents have it somewhere, but
they better. All right, sir. I don't know what else to say. Do you have anything left to plug before you leave us?
No, but if anyone's looking for like a wedding DJ in the New Orleans area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you're saying you can do that?
Yeah, Medium Wayne, hit me up. Let's make something happen.
Have you ever performed at a wedding?
Oh, you could be like the wedding singer, dude.
I could. That's actually a really, I think that's a step forward from what I'm currently doing.
It's a sold out tour to wedding singer.
I haven't gone to that many weddings yet. I think my friends are just starting to get married.
Oh, interesting.
I'm at that late 20s, like they're all settled down phase.
Yeah.
So if they ask me to
DJ.
No, I don't know. What would they ask me to do?
You could be the most famous wedding singer in the world. Like, yeah. I don't know if there's another, like, wedding DJ band that has your following.
Yeah, if things get bad and I'm desperate, I think...
You can always turn to that. It'd just be so fun if the three of us went to this guy's wedding.
Yeah. Oh, that's enough. I'll reply to him. Please invite us to the wedding.
See if you can get a... See if each of you can get a plus one. And if only one of you can get a plus one, see if you can make it a plus two. And then I'm there for you.
Then we just need one more person.
Because we're just trying to get enough Jewish boys there to be able to lift the chair.
You need four to lift the chair. One for each leg.
Especially if he's wearing $20,000 to $30,000 worth of jewelry. You got to be really jacked. Yeah, those are heavy chains. Yeah. All right, Hoodie, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
What are you on Twitter, Snapchat, and all that stuff, if people want? Let's try to get you over a million, dude.
Yeah, on Twitter, I'm at Hoodie Allen, and I love replying to my fans, so sure to follow me there. And on Snapchat, I'm Hoodward Allen.
Oh, a little classy,
a little formal.
Hoodie Allen was taken by somebody who was trying to solicit nudes from my fans. What? So I think so. I don't know.
You can't get that? You can't pull some strings?
What, to get that username? I don't think so. I don't think Snapchat still getting has too that many infrastructure. Nudes.
Yeah, it's too late now. You're in too deep.
Hoodward Allen is what it is, and yeah, so I'll be on there, and I'll see you guys again soon. We're playing basketball tomorrow, aren't we?
Hell yeah, I'm gonna be there.
I don't know how to play.
You know
about
basketball.
We wanted to say that we're gonna do a call out for interns.
We're gonna do that later.
Yeah. So let's.
Oh, let me do the plug for interns.
we're gonna do the outro song, which was written by Don, which is just a You Do You remix. That I guess Allison asked for in one of our episodes, so he made it. Then we'll come back and do a quick shout-out for interns. So if you're interested in an HeadGum internship, stick around.
After the song.
And if not, we'll just see you next week. Thanks for coming by, dude.
Anytime. My pleasure.
Yeah, man. Hoodie Allen week on HeadGum finally concludes. What do we do now? Oh, yeah, basketball.
Basketball.
All right, great. Later, guys.
Has anyone remixed that yet?
I would love them to. That's an exciting picture.
Hey, it's us again. Like we mentioned before the song, we're here to ask call out for summer internships.
Yeah, and I know that if you listen till after the song, then you're pretty damn serious about the job. So you already have it.
This is how we found our interns last summer.
And that worked out pretty damn well.
That's right. Jeffrey himself was an intern. Yes. So we're looking for a few more good folks.
And we are looking specifically for another catch-all, workhorse, get-her-done intern.
Right, just somebody that can help out around the office as much as possible.
Yeah, like, we got a problem, you know how to solve it.
Check out the hook while my DJ revolves
it. While my intern revolves it.
That's really nice.
So if you feel like you're somebody that is, that just gets things done, you have your shit together, and you want to get our shit together, that's the first position.
Yeah, that would automatically eliminate me.
Right.
Yeah.
So
we need somebody that works harder than me.
Done. Easy.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Deal.
Okay. And then the other intern that we need is an audio visual intern.
Nerd turn, we'll call them.
Yeah. Well, or production turn. You're still the nerd turn. You're co-founder and nerd turn around here.
Thanks, man.
So we've been making more videos, as everybody has seen, and we need somebody that's going to be able to help with that. And we have our producer, Marissa. She gave me a list of qualifications. And you guys should be encouraged because the producer, Marissa, who gave me this list, was an intern last summer.
So obviously there's upward mobility here, people.
I mean, come on. So the AV intern, their scope of work is cam op for the videos that we're shooting here in the office, assisting in assembling podcasts using the NLE software, assistant edit sketches, including ingesting, syncing, and logging videos for the editor, pulling selects for social media shareables, managing and maintaining camera and audio equipment. All right. And the requirements. Here we go. This is so hard that I can barely read it. But yeah, somebody who's good at this will know exactly what I'm talking about.
The intern has to be so good, they have to make sense of these qualifications.
Applicants should be pursuing BSBA / BA, whatever college shit, related to communication, media studies, or TV and film production. Proficient in DSLR filmmaking, audio recording experience, experience with the Adobe Creative Suite, and Adobe Premiere and After Effects proficiency. RA+.
Okay.
I responded to this Slack. I wrote, sweet. You can see that here.
Got it.
So I'm doing work too.
Got it.
Yeah.
So we basically need somebody who knows their shit. On one hand, an AV, and then if you don't have that skill set specifically, then someone who can just help us out in general.
Yeah. An overall requirement for the internship is that you are here in Los Angeles this summer.
Yeah.
And in college, so we don't get sued.
Got it.
Because you're working for school credit.
College student in LA, willing to help out in a general capacity or an AV capacity. Those are two different roles. Email us, which is the same email address as the show. ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
And use the subject potential intern so we know how to find you.
Yeah, so we'll search potential intern in our Gmail box, and then that'll be us searching for possible applicants. So if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, that email address again is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Send over a resume, cover letter. What are we thinking? A way to convince us that you're the person for the job?
Yeah. Let's say a resume and cover letter are, you know, that should be standard.
Okay.
And then I like a little extra sauce just for me.
That sounded incredibly mean-spirited or something.
Yeah, just a little extra flourish.
Like they want you to bribe them or something.
No. It's not like, it's like, oh, here we go. I also made this fun little Photoshop and here's like some cash.
I see. You're just okay. So what you did say cash.
Or like, this is like my video. Here's like a little video that this is what I would do in the office. Uh-huh. And then like, I can give you cash or something. It doesn't matter what. As
so
long
we
as it's like,
can't accept money from anybody.
Right. Well, we can't, but I can.
No. So you're not listening to
me. I'm not saying I'll definitely hire the person that gives me the most money, but I can't really I don't really see a case to be made for somebody that doesn't give me money getting a job over someone that does.
You have to say you're kidding, otherwise we'll get sued.
Bring it on.
So that email address again is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Do not bribe us. We look forward to seeing and hearing and reading a bunch of great cover letters and resumes ASAP. Thanks for listening, everybody. Back next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.